State figures show the 6,700 tons were from the site and the site next door, along with all of the tanks and pieces of the gasoline station. Ellicott CEO William Palladino says the company brought in to remediate the property had to go 14 feet down to rock to get rid of all the contamination. That did make way for the basement underneath the project, which is slated to start renting apartments early in January. There's a tax credit toward the $500,000 cost of the cleanup and part of the cost of construction. Palladino says Albany basically forced the gas station owner to sell.
The previous owner never really maintained any of the tanks in the site itself from a contamination standpoint. And the DEC was to the point that they, I won't say forced him to sell, but they were really coming down hard on him to do something and clean up the site, and therefore he decided to sell the site to us.
There were five underground steel tanks which were leaking. State Assemblyman Sean Ryan says the tax credit program works relatively well, but there are sites in the city which are too contaminated to be worth developing for a new use. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.